Season's greetings and salutation. This is Neville Mind Tricks for those who are a cut above.
What's going on here?
I'd sing you a Christmas song, but I hate carols. Yes, sing you a Christmas song, but I hate carols. A friend of mine sent me that meme earlier today. Funny, I think I mentioned in an episode before, maybe sprinkled throughout, about Karen, how Karen is like a millennial. No, or Karen isn't a millennial, but millennials, I think they're given credit for calling women Karens, the ones that have like the 90s haircut. They always complain about everything and ask to speak to the manager. That's like the Karen. And I was engaging in conversation with a listener, and they mentioned that their experience with Karen is a little different, that the people they know or have met in the past that are named Karen are pretty kind, wonderful women. In my experience too, every Karen I've met has been an absolute tart. That's neither here nor there, but what's in a name? This is a interesting story about a manifestation that I wouldn't say it was positive, but it was pretty instant. The significant other and I, we were out shopping yesterday. We had the whole day shopping, went out to eat. It was a great day. And we went to a particular store, and it was like we walked into a time machine, or took a time machine back to like 1993. Every woman in there had like the bowl cut, stereotypical Karen hairdo. Like I said, it looked like a kid in the 90s. 1993, and they were blonde to gray. I guess millennials and Gen Zs are doing gray hair for some reason. I guess that's a thing, because they have to invent everything and be cool, even though nobody really thinks they're cool, maybe not even themselves. But that's either here nor there. But anyway, and we were at the store and I pointed it out. I'm like, hey, this is like we took a time machine to like Karen land in the 90s. Everyone was a Karen. And then we went to another store, and because it's my birthday month, I received an email. They said, come into this store for X amount of dollars in free merchandise. She loves the store. It's not really my kind of a place, but I'm sure somewhere along the line urged me to sign up for their free birthday reward thing. So I did. And so we went to the store. The woman that helped us was really super nice. And then there was a lady in the back that kept kind of chiming in, kind of kept correcting her. Like, okay. So I got a nice basket full of items that we were going to buy. And then we went up to the cash register, and the lady that was initially in the background helped us and started the whole interaction with, what's your phone number? And long story short, I've changed my phone number a couple years ago. I don't know when I signed up for the rewards program. So honestly, I don't know what phone number is linked up to the rewards thing. Now, I could have taken the 10, 15, 20 minutes to do the research before going to the store, but why? Life is about buttons, and I'd rather hang out with my significant other, do things like this, study Neville, or play with my kid, than research what phone number I may have used 5, 10 years ago to sign up for some rewards program. So I'm like, I have no clue what the phone number is, but I do have an email address. And before I even finished that, she started yelling at me and said, well, my system is about phone numbers, so you're going to have to give me a phone number. And then she turned around and looked at my significant other. What about you? What is your phone number? And I'm like, ma'am, hold on, hold on. This is my transaction. I got an email that brought me into the store to get X amount of free merchandise. And as you could see, we're spending more than double in additional merchandise. If you look at this email, sir, I need a phone number. My system needs phone numbers. And I could keep going. But classic Karen behavior. And so basically, the email read, it was very explicit. It said in store. How do you, because you could have purchased a merchandise online or you could purchase it in store. And it said, for in store, please give the individual at the cash register either your phone number or your email address. However, she wouldn't let me get that far. She kept talking over me. Again, very Karen behavior, and I was just kind of laughing as this was happening. Not really, but you know the thing. Because I kind of manifested it by pointing out all the gaggle plethora of Karens in the other place. And long story short, I ended up giving her my email address because I don't know what phone number I signed up for. It was pretty black and white, and the data said this. And then while she was trying to argue with us, my significant other put everything back on the shelves, and we ended up just getting the free item. That's, I guess that's what Karen got for being right. I manifested to Karen. I didn't have to spend any additional monies on anything, and Karen's store lost out on all the merchandise we were going to buy, which were impulse items. It's not like they're items that we need day to day. But I mean, if we never use those items for the next 12 years, I don't know why I picked 12. That's a good number. But we don't need the items. We kind of bought them out of obligation. Hey, your store's nice enough to give us all this free merchandise and we'll buy more. But because of the way she acted, we didn't buy them. But anyway, everything is a point of attraction. Just me making my odd off-ball comment about taking a time machine into Karen land may have manifested that Karen within like the next 5 minutes. Caring is sharing, not Karen is sharing, unless you find Karen to be sharing and wonderful people. Like my experience. Anywho, what's in a name? Points of attraction. Feel free to share this podcast with family, friends, neighbors, strangers, anyone that you want to give an extra stocking stuffer to during this holiday season. And for now, let us go into a silence. The reason, again, I say I hate Carols because of that meme and Carol, Karen, same family of names. But notice that. I invite you to notice before I go into this silence. Are there any names that you kind of like, oh, well, everybody with this name is a fill in the blank. Everyone with this last name is a fill in the blank. I don't know. Could be, could not be. Maybe they're that way because of what you think. Enjoy the music-filled, Carol-hating silence.